The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Well, I'm delighted we have one of Ireland's leading rugby stars, the Leinster, Ireland and indeed British and Irish Lions prop forward Tadhg Furlong is here today. We'll tell you why in just a little while. But Tadhg, great to see you. And the first thing that strikes me as a prop forward, you couldn't have closer contact than you do in the scrum. But COVID-19, any concerns for a prop forward in the games and in training sessions?
You know, at the start it was very, I suppose, closely managed when we all came back into training. I mean, the first week we weren't allowed to pass the ball to each other, and I suppose that accelerated over as the weeks went by. And I suppose now that we're in match weeks, you know, the whole squad is getting tested every week because obviously we are at close quarters. But I suppose you have a trust in your teammates and in the opposition that, you know, you're happy to be back playing rugby. You don't want to mess it up for any reason. So,
but nobody other than a tight head prop has as much close contact. I mean, you've heads on either side of your head in the scrum.
Well, look, so does a hooker, to be fair. But I think you hear all the horror stories of years ago, lads biting and spitting each other in the scrums. That doesn't happen anymore, thankfully. Or
you
could
actually
be a higher...
have remarkably good ears for a prop forward.
Yeah, I suppose I was called Ear Lingus as a child. They kind of tend to stick out of my head a small bit. Shrek was another one. But I don't know. They never really got any knocks. Maybe it is. They're kind of big and flat.
I hope we're not tempting fate, though, by saying this. But
yeah, I've got one of them, the right one, drained a few times. But I suppose they're not Graham Rowntree ears just yet.
Yeah, how much pressure does scrummaging put on the ears?
Not a massive amount. It's more kind of, I'm getting technical here on you, but it's
so
more
friction?
Yeah, intercostal pressure. It's just... it's kind of like doing the heaviest squat you could ever imagine, but there's pressure coming from your shoulders and behind you, and I suppose it's multi-force, but a lot of it tends to go through, I suppose, the core muscle there. It absorbs a lot of the weight from front and behind.
Okay. How's your back these days? You've had problems with back injuries which delayed your return to Leinster jersey.
Yeah. Look, lockdown was... you know, it was good for me in terms of looking after a few niggles, but... you know, I had a calf issue that kept cropping up through. I probably didn't get through the amount of work that I would have liked. And I suppose you battle your way back in and you're feeling good and fresh. And that week of the Munster game, I just clicked my back. And like, it's not a horror story. It's not the end of the world by any means. It's just a bit of fine tuning to get it right. And I suppose the Leinster have been very good to me and the physio staff and looking after me that... you know, they're not taking a 50-50 on it, which in a season that we're looking ahead to, and I suppose the layoff that's just after coming, I'm very thankful for.
How did you get through the layoff? Did you went back home to the farm in Wexford, did you?
I did. I suppose I spent maybe the first 2 weeks out of training when the Saracens quarterfinal was called off. It was kind of away with you lads and we'll give you training programmes, etc. And that's what I spent the first 2 weeks in Dublin, and I really struggled. I felt like the walls were closing in a little bit on me, and you know, I had to get out. And I suppose Dublin is my home when I'm playing rugby, but you know, when the reason why is taken away in terms of the rugby, I find it hard to spend time up here. So down to the farm, moved back into the family home, which is, it was interesting.
What was that like? Because I mean, there's an awful lot of men of your age did that over the lockdown as well.
Yeah.
And what is that like to suddenly go from the freedom of your own thing to being back in with the parents?
Look, the parents leave me off fairly well. I know, they're fairly laid back characters. That's why I moved into a single bed with Man United duvets, covers, wallpaper, you name it. The thing hasn't changed since I was 8 years of age. So that was a bit of a culture shock. I suppose, but look, spending time with the parents and, you know, my auntie and granny are down there and, you know, family. And I suppose being back down, I suppose living full time at home in Wexford since... you know, I haven't done it since I was 17. It's great. And just the freedom of it.
Freedom, though. Were you not expected to muck in on the farm to work? What sort of farm is it?
We have a few suckler calves there every year. And I suppose the outfield used to always... it's not a big enough farm to work full time. So the outfield always had, you know, farming on one side and he's a butcher on the other side. So he used to always tip away with that. And I suppose after scaling down a bit now as the years have gone on, it's more kind of a hobby farming and... same time, there's plenty to do. We did a good clear out of the yard, and I suppose it's a nice time of year to be at home on
the
farm.
Was that good for the head to do something like that, having not done it for so many years?
Yeah, it is good for the head, but it's also good for the head in terms of, you know, what to do with your day and a bit of purpose and a bit about you and doing something, seeing a result, that instant gratification of it, and I suppose feeling somewhat you've done something productive with a day where you had a lot of space to fill.
And then maintaining your training regime as well. How difficult is that when you're used to the environment of doing it with other players who maybe are spotting you on the weights or whatever and all those things, just to actually make sure that you did as much as you might have been told to do via Zoom call with a coach?
Yeah, look, we were well looked after in terms of equipment and programmes and running, etc., etc. I suppose at the start of it, everyone was gung-ho and, you know, I'm going to really make the most of this and, you know, really push on and want to get back in a great spot when the season comes back again. But, like, I won't lie to you, there was days in there where you literally locked yourself in the gym and you're like, I don't care how long this has to take or how much procrastination I'm doing. I'm getting this gym session done. Where you're lacking that little bit of motivation. And usually they're the days where the lads pick you up around the place in the gym or, you know, there's a bit of crack or laugh and you get through it. But I suppose when you're on your own and your father's struggling to spot you out on the bench or the squat, it's a bit harder.
And then coming back, do you think did the layoff help in not actually having the physical hits that are involved in rugby, that even that lack of impact on the body for close on to 6 months actually might have been helpful to you?
Time will tell, won't it? I suppose we haven't seen a massive amount of issues arising from it. Maybe lads are feeling fresher. You know, there's certain niggles and so if I was holding on to it, I've definitely I got creased out over the lockdown. And I suppose the other side of it is you're coming into, you know, matches, you know, big matches.
Because you've got now Saracens quarterfinal of the Champions Cup this weekend coming. Hopefully you'll be able to go all the way through to the final. Then you're straight into internationals, Champions Cup. This is going to be a hectic season for you, isn't it? And it's going to take a lot of management of the body.
Well, I hope it is busy. And you hope that you're playing all those big games. But I think, you know, you're absolutely right that you'd be foolish to think they can tog out for every game. And I suppose the IRFU and Leinster in particular, you know, have been great for that. And I suppose the depth we have in Leinster allows us to do that. And the IRFU through their protocols and, you know, the way they look after us, really, being centrally contracted.
Having had such a brilliant British and Irish Lions tour back in 2017 down to New Zealand, I'd assume that the 2021 tour is very much a focus for you. But when do you start thinking of that? And can you start thinking of that, given that there's a serious doubt as to whether the tour can actually go ahead?
You can always dream, can't you? And I suppose you're not thinking of it right now, but I suppose it's something that every player would love to and aspire to be. And I suppose this Lions year, it's a big year, you can feel it in the air. And I suppose lads are just itching to go. And, you know, it's so far away, you can't have it as your sole focus. But I think it is, I'd be surprised if a lot of players didn't have it as their long-term goals.
And of course, the fact that the South Africans are the World Cup holders now as well adds to it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
adds a heap of spice. And I suppose it's the history the Lions have with South Africa that makes it special as well. South Africa is one of those, I suppose, great rugby touring countries. And I suppose there is an unmerciful amount of, I suppose, speculation, will it go ahead or not? And, you know, who can control that?
I suppose at the moment it's very much almost hoping that the games go ahead, even the ones that are organised for October, November to the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's uncertainty. And I suppose, you know, as an individual that hopes to play in those games, you can't get sidetracked by, you know, the if, buts or maybes. You can only control what you control and what's in front of your nose.
Have you been doing other things? I know you're here today because of the IT and cloud service provider Innovate, which has launched a new service for companies struggling with IT challenges presented by digitalization and the impact of COVID-19. Have you used the downtime to do other things, to get involved in other things beyond sport and farming?
Yeah, I suppose you take a good look at yourself, and obviously, you know, the technology industry is something that, you know, I have interest in. And, you know, Innovate's CEO Jim Hughes has, you know, showed me around, and I suppose it gets the juices flowing about what's life post rugby like. And I suppose I've seen a lot of my friends and colleagues come out and maybe struggle a small bit. So, you know, IT and, you know, that sort of thing. I find it really, really interesting. I'm enrolled to do my accountancy exams as well. And
how's that coming along for you?
I tell you, I was going to do it after the World Cup, and you know, we had a few personal issues that we had to get through, and I ended up putting off. And then I was just going to get started as COVID was kicking in, and you know, the examinations got put off. So I have a degree in business studies from DCU. So I got a few exemptions, and we're starting on the ladder. I've no clue what way it's going to go. I'm sure it's
they're
going to
tough
be.
Exams apparently, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose they're nice exams for a rugby player to complete, because you can take it in the bite-sized chunks, and you know, a lot of them are available, you know, through your laptop online. You don't necessarily have to go to the evening classes, etc. So I suppose they're very manageable. You're talking 7-8 hours a week, maybe commitment to it, and I suppose I've lied to myself if I said I couldn't do that kind of work.
Anyway, you've time enough to be doing it. The concentration should be on the rugby. We look forward to seeing you as often as possible in the Leinster and Ireland jerseys, and hopefully if there's a Lions tour next year in the Lions team as well. Tadhg Furlong, great having you here. Tadhg with us today, courtesy of innovate.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.